How's that for all these suspensions?
Well,
special
what was that? I'm sorry.
How much does it hit you guys on special teams?
Well, I think anytime you lose a veteran like him, I think he's done and came in and he's done a nice job for the most part. You know, losing him certainly hurts. You know, we've got a bunch of guys working back there, and we'll see what happens this week.
You played Rashard Robinson on a few plays last week,
mm-hmm.
right? How did he do, you know, coming in?
You know, he was new to the system, you know. He did a fairly nice job. You know, he's big, he's long, he's fast. I think the kids, you know, can really help us once he learns how we want things done and everything like that. I think he's done he'll do a nice job for us in the future, that's for sure.
Brent, how often do you guys practice the onside kick return?
The onside kick return?
Yeah, like
you have to practice it weekly. I mean, quite a bit. You know, it's you know, it was unfortunate what happened last week. You just got to catch the ball. I mean, it was blocked up really good and stuff like that. So, matter of fact, three times it was blocked up good. So, just got to catch the ball.
How do you determine go get who's on the good hands team? I know it's typically receivers, you know, like I said, tight ends. But is there a difference, right? Is it maybe the good pass catcher as a receiver?
That's the difference, yeah. You try to get the guys that are the guys that'll go get it and things like that and stuff like that. We just had an unfortunate error where we didn't catch it and something we have to get fixed. And, you know, that's on me, and we'll get it fixed this week.
Is Austin done in that role, or could he get back in there?
Well, I don't think you ever, you know, just can a guy for making one mistake. You know, I think Austin's done a nice job for what we've asked him to do. He just made a mistake.
How much does a guy's background factor into what you want to do at the return?
How much does his background?
Yeah, like if he returned in college, does that help him, or is that if he didn't return in college, but he's a good runner? How much does that factor in?
I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you, to me. You know, if a guy shows he has run skill and burst and everything like that, and you know, we have a handful of guys back there, and like I said, we'll make a decision what's going to happen this week and see what happens.
Is there a difference between returning in college and returning in the NFL?
Oh, without question. I think they're faster and bigger and everything like that. So we'll see what happens.
What different things did Elijah and Ardarius Stewart bring to the table as kick returners? Because you've gone back and forth there the last couple of weeks.
You know, ideally, you know, obviously going back and forth, you'd like to settle on one, you know. You'd like a guy that can do both and you know, somebody emerge from that position. So I think that Ardarius is more of a pound it guy, you know, because he's more physical in that role and everything like that. Eli is a guy that you can use more on some outside returns and stuff like that, and he does a nice job too. So we just got to make a decision on who we're going to go with and see what happens.
Right, you guys have done a lot of good things this year, punting and coverage units, but how desperate are you to kind of just have that big return, big impact play?
You don't know how bad, you know, it's how frustrating it's been and everything, because we've been, you know, I think I told you last week, we've been literally a block away. I don't know how many times here for a year and a half, literally five or six times from going to the house, and it's frustrating as hell. And all it is a technique error here or there, or somebody blows an assignment or something like that. So it gets really frustrating, but you know, slowly but surely, you know, I have faith we'll get it done, you know, at some point. It's just, got to have the consistency to keep improving and everything like that. And the guys are getting it. They're buying in. So I think that, you know, sooner than later, I think that hopefully by the end of this year we'll have something like that.
Is that total kickoff and punt return, do you feel like?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Do you feel like you've been close on both of them?
I think we've had some opportunities, sure.
What went into the decision to go with Eli McGuire? Was Stewart, then McGuire 1 week, then back to Stewart?
Well, I just think that, you know, you're trying to find the answer. You know, you kind of see what's, you know, if one person can give you a spark. You know, I think it's no different than any position, right? You see a guy that if somebody provides a spark for you, if somebody works and you try to stick with it. Like I said, we're trying to see who emerges out of that position and you know, see who takes that position over.
What do you think of the Bermuda grass down there? Do you like the surface in that stadium?
You know, I played on it a lot when I was playing. I really liked it, so I don't think anybody will have any problems with it.
Frank, do you guys practice trick plays?
Do we practice trick plays?
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Well, I mean, I don't expect you to give me what the trick play is, but you know, you see kick returns, and we've seen it here with the Jets and the pass where a guy kind of like hides in the end zone and like kick off.
There was one last week. I don't know if you guys saw that. Yeah, by New Orleans. That was used a couple years ago. You know, to be honest with you, I've never been one of those kind of guys very much. You know, those kind of plays can either really hurt you or really help you. But you know, I'm more of a steady Eddie kind of guy that would like to just get a normal return and everything like that. And you know, because at some point those returns are going to break. You know, and that's kind of how I think.
How impressive was Lockwood's performance against the Falcons in the rain and in those conditions?
You know, I think he did a nice job. I think he did a nice job last weekend. I think his numbers didn't reflect the job that he did, you know, last weekend. You know, for the amount of inside the 20s he had last week, I think he had three. I think he's doing an outstanding job. You know, I think he's all year, he's consistently keeps improving every week. I think he's slowly becoming the guy that he should, and I think you're going to see him just keep elevating his game every year that he keeps playing.
A couple more.
What makes Josh Martin so good? I mean, he has some plays on kick and punt coverage that are probably special teams Pro Bowl level plays.
Yeah. He's, like I think I said it a few weeks ago, he was, when I was playing, he's the kind of guy that is so hard to block because he's big, he's fast, he can beat you with speed, and he can beat you with power. Those guys are the hardest to block because he's so damn strong and he's fast, you know, and guys like him and Rontez and Julian Stanford that's explosive and Bruce Carter and Brooks and those guys, those are all guys that are core guys that we count on every week, and they've done a hell of a job, you know, giving this team a spark and kind of being the guys that keep us all together. And they're all doing a hell of a job for us.
This guy thinks he can kick a 40-yard field goal.
40-yarder? Can you? I'd like to see it.
Yeah. I would.
I would. I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it, too. We're working to sit down.